True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
I'm Adam Epstein. Breaking news here on 910 The Fan. The Washington Commanders have announced that they have made a roster move. Noah Brown has been placed on the injured reserve list. Noah Brown to the IR. He already missed four games, came back to practice for 2 days. Something must have happened to make the injury worse. This is a big hit to a Washington Commanders wide receiver room that's already down quite a few players. We don't know an update on Terry McLaurin. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn next, but this is a big blow right here. Washington putting Noah Brown on the IR. He will miss at least four more games. That's breaking news on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. So tough breaking news there. Noah Brown will miss another four games. I mean, I just really wonder what happened at practice for him to re-injure himself. Now, they did sign DN Drake Jackson and Julian Good-Jones to the practice squad. He is a guard that was on the team during training camp, and then I believe he was one of those cut. I think he plays guard and center, and this team does need help at the backup position for guard and center. So Dan Quinn sitting down in Ashburn to talk to the media. Let's listen in live right now on The Fan.
With Noah, I mean, what happened with the groin? Was there a setback, or was it, did something happen while he was practicing that re-injured it? Or, and I guess, why not put him on IR before this point?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. I think the main thing is, man, we're gonna get him right. That's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means four more weeks, and like, the guy's working incredibly hard at it, and so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
Then what's the plan for Terry this week?
He'll practice this week, and I'll have a better sense where we're going, because today is going to be more at a jog through pace where we're not, you know, fully, you know, speed up and going, but that'll be more as we get into tomorrow. But you know, I'll have a better assessment after we go through like some full speed, you know, routes and movements to see where he's at. But I'm excited where he's trending.
With Noah, is this something that would require surgery, or is this just more time, rest, recovery?
More time, and just we're gonna really push it, make sure the recovery's right, the strength's right, and just, you know, kind of go through all of it to make sure he's really ready.
Have you had a chance to talk to him as he's dealt with all this? I mean, it's been,
I will today.
Kidney, knee, everything.
This morning. I have, obviously, previously, but not specifically today, but I will this afternoon. Like, he's one of these competitors. He takes it hard. He cares so much. He loves it. And so, you know, moments like now are hard because of who the competitor is. But the good news is that, you know, let's put the plan in place that we can absolutely, you know, nail it to get him back. And that's what we'll aim to do.
Dan, is there any concern with Armstrong and the hamstring going forward?
I think there's always concern in and out, and he kind of showed, man, I'm going to battle through it to go. We won't really hit our speed stuff till tomorrow, David, so I think I'll have a better shot than he's able to do the walks and that kind of stuff today, so I'm encouraged by that. But until you load it, go. The good news is, like I said, he's in, he's out, but meaning coming back and forth into the game. But I'll have a better feel for him tomorrow as we get a little bit more movement.
As you dug into kind of the issues with starts, do you go all the way into what time are we getting to the stadium? What are they doing pregame? What are our pregame drills looking like? Are you going that deep into it?
I do, and I also want to dig in, you know, to the leaders and say, you know, what are some things that we need to do to hit it? And it's not a score as much as an attitude, a mindset to go. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that, because if you, you know, if you only base it just on that, I think you could miss it. And so it's not that. And I liked the intentness going, getting ready. And like I said, the offense had a long drive. We turned the ball over at the end of it, but it is important. And so it's more collaboration to say, is there anything else, you know, we need to do and hit differently? I've had those conversations, and I'll continue to tweak it until we get it exactly right.
Coach, how have you seen opposing defenses change their game plans when facing you guys with Terry and Noah's absence?
It depends, I think, where on the field some. I think it's also their matchup, too, you know, in terms of they want to play more man-to-man or doing things differently. The run game, not counting last game into that space, but I think that's been one of the areas we've started to really, you know, hit our marks. And that alone changes some things, because having the ability to go down and stop the run, some of the ones, I think that could be as big a factor as anything. But for sure, that's part of it. But you just have to navigate how you go and who you're there. Like, there's a way to win every game. You just have to go dig in and find it, and it might not be the same every week. And you know, we're equipped to do that.
Over here. Your defense obviously has had some issues, and you're facing one of the best offenses in the league. What has been their psyche since Monday night, and how much does pride play a factor in you guys getting better?
Yeah, I don't also want to portray the sky as falling either. You know, there's some things that I like about how we're doing some things on third down. We're not getting the ball enough, Chick, honestly. And that's one part of playing good defense. We're not hitting our tackling, you know, to the space that I think is the standard that we've set. But we've also had some moments where we know what good can look like and what it does. So we want to make sure we're capturing that. Meetings-wise, it's tense, it's tight, like it should be when you're, you know, trying to dig in and find the right answers. And that's what's cool about this group, that it's not somebody pointing or, you know, doing that. It's, hey, man, let's go through our thing together and how we'd go about it. So you're right, it's a great challenge with Dallas and you know, weapons they have. And I think Dak's honestly hitting, you know, his marks at a high level right now. That's what the tape tells me so far. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
Just to take a step back to Terry, what was the biggest kind of step forward that he took last week, and what do you need to see from him specifically this week if he's going to play?
We call him like a game simulation, where you run different routes, you work different movements. Sometimes in a rehab you could see, you know, it's predicted where you're going to go, and so off-schedule throws, how to do different things. So that's a good step when you're moving forward. So that's part of the process, like in your return to play, to like simulate more closely related, you know, plays. So the fact that we're moving in that direction, that's a good sign.
And then broadly, when making decisions about whether or not somebody goes on IR, like obviously this would be, I think, his fourth week, how do you guys go through that decision-making process?
Through the medical team, and lean into what, you know, the guidelines that they want to set and how to go, how long is a predicted rehab, you know, of this type of nature, you know, going to take. It's not exact, that I can tell you. Not everybody, you know, heals in the same way and the same speeds with this, you know, different types of injuries. So if it was exact, it'd be super easy to do. And so then there's all sorts of other factors. Did it respond? Did it not? And where are we at? So you just try to play it as close as you can, knowing that it's not always going to be on this timeline or that. So I think what I've learned is just, man, have patience and listen, you know, to the player. They know it best. They really do. They're going to push it hard to see where they can go to, but they know it best. And we just follow those guidelines. We got a strict, you know, procedure that we go through. So we just try to stay connected to that and follow and listen.
You're listening to head coach Dan Quinn speaking with the media here on Richmond's home for the Commanders.
I know you have until next week to activate him.
Yeah, I liked what I saw from him last week. First padded work. He got a lot of reps, and we expect to do that kind of same, you know, process with him this week. But it was a hell of a start for him, you know, to get back and get rolling. He's really put the work in. So, you know, anticipating seeing that continue and trajectory going up.
Dan, at the opening, you said you're happy it's a short week. Can you explain that mentality and that attitude a little bit, that mindset?
Well, I think when it doesn't go your way, and this game was a hard one for us, in a lot of ways we beat ourselves. And those are as hard a loss, you know, to deal with. When it goes down to the end, you hit your marks, they do, and it doesn't go your way. Those are ones that's the life of a competitor. When you beat yourself, that one hurts more because you didn't finish it or didn't play it in a style or attitude or things that you wanted to do. So those are important, and we want to make sure the lessons that are meant for us are learned and also get it corrected. That's been uncharacteristic of us in that way, and we certainly plan on getting that fixed.
With Bill Kroski-Merritt fumbles in back-to-back weeks, obviously there's teachable moments, learning moments in those situations, but what's the point of when maybe becomes an issue and not necessarily any more of a teaching, learning moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've got to give him the space to grow, for sure, and prove that those lessons are learned. Sometimes you don't really get to show that you've learned them until you're back into that spot. And so we want to make sure that, man, he's still growing, you know, and this is a rookie player that's, they're going to have some ups and some downs, just like any other guys. And I'm certain he's made of the right things to come battle through it. I can remember, you know, a few weeks back, we were talking about Connerly and early start on some guys. And he said, man, we're going to fight through it and get there. And so this is no different to me. This is learning, growing, and he'll bank on these experiences. And they're hard to go through, but it is necessary. It sucks when you go through them, but when you come out the other side, there's a lot of value that comes with that.
Coach, understanding that inside this building that everything is one week at a time, when you look at outside of this building, how big this game is every year to these fans of the Burgundy and Gold, what's your message to the team to make sure that they don't allow that emotion to come into play when it's Washington versus Dallas?
Yeah, it's really awesome to be in the NFC East. It really is. And there's times we'll just kind of show some of the highlights from the years past of, you know, people that have been in this space and in these games. So we like that. We like what it stands for. But at the end, it's about us and getting ourselves ready and getting the team ready. And that's really what my message was for them today. We're going to prepare really hard, you know, for what we need to. But our play style and attitude is what's at hand. And yeah, it's just cool to be part of, you know, a division that has some long-term rivalries that are cool.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
A kicker like Brandon Aubrey, obviously with his range, but also his ability on special teams to kind of put kickoffs in, you know, hazardous places. How big of an impact can he have specifically on a game like this?
Yeah, Brandon's been on it. And playing there, honestly, it's, you know, even adds to some of that a little bit for the distance of the kicks, you know, not dealing with some of the weather. So playing there inside can make, you know, some of the field goal attempts and that type of thing even longer. But they got a good special teams crew. It's a good matchup. Like, our guys, their guys, like, it's a big part of this game. Nick Sorensen, who's the special teams coordinator there, known for a long time, and both units really have some heavy hitters on their special teams. And Brandon, for them, is right in the middle of it between the kicks. And both teams like to cover, like to hit. And so it'll be a fun matchup for sure.
And I don't know how much you can really dive into it, but if at all, their defense and their offensive schemes have kind of changed since 2024. They've kind of evolved in some significant ways. Because of that, how much can you really lean on last year's tape and experience against these units?
You know what, Davis? You can look at, as a player, some of the matchups, you know, a style, an attitude of what a player may they do, what they look like at the line, how would they pass protect. As far as the scheme goes, that's for this season. You know, that's that. So it is worth it just from the personnel side of things and seeing things and how they would play and what, you know, their strengths would look like. They've also added some new faces like we have into some different spots, at receiver, at running back, at defensive end, at other locations. So you do look at it, but it's the tape from, you know, 2025 that you really dive into. And now that we're six games in, there's, you know, more tape, obviously, so you don't have to go back as much.
You played in Dallas. I mean, you've coached in Dallas a bunch. With this game being a 4:30 game, the sun setting in that end zone directly into the stadium, how much effect does that take on a game, and how do you guys kind of work to combat that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, yeah, this time of year it could come into effect, that you want to make good decisions when you can regarding, you know, where it would look like, where a glare would be. So, yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, as a coach I think about, and obviously we'll, you know, talk to the team about. But, yeah, you're on it.
Dan, last one. Dan, to go back to Noah, I get the decision to IR, hindsight 2020 for now, but his injury history was something that was known. Obviously last year was a bit of a fluke, but prior to that he'd had injuries. What was for you, I know the front office obviously has a big say in personnel, but what for you was the plan with, hey, if Noah does get hurt, we're expecting X, Y, Z to happen? Did you feel comfortable with what you guys had knowing his injury history?
Like prior to re-signing him?
Yeah, the point of re-signing him or making other moves in free agency and the draft.
Well, we knew we wanted him back for sure. Like that was like evident coming into it. I think that goes with it, Ben, that, you know, like when there's an injury history on somebody that you want to know what that looks like and who would be there. Coming into camp, I thought we had a big competitive group at that spot. I love what he brings to us outside. But yeah, I don't know if it's any different than any other spot, you know, where there's, you know, a guy gets banged up and you, okay, who would be next in line to do those things? So not like a lot different than a lot of other spots, other than they were bummed that he's out and looking forward to getting him back.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So we just heard from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. It did kind of seem like Sam Cosmi trending towards playing Terry McLaurin. They won't know till later in the week. And obviously, bad news about Noah Brown. He's out for 4 weeks. Time for the Commanders Corner on AWOD Radio. And this is Dallas Week. And I hate Dallas. This is the perfect team, though, in my mind, for Washington, who I think is in the perfect spot for a bounce back. Grab the momentum back as a team and take down your arch rival, right? This is a perfect spot for Washington to be in right now, in my mind. Dan Quinn's motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime. We've got to go to Dallas for a business trip and take care of business. It's a matchup of two of the top-rated offenses and a matchup of defenses who have had mistake after mistake each week by week, giving up way too many explosive plays. And so I love this opportunity for Washington because I do think of this Dallas Cowboys team as very talented offensively, but they're kind of a nightmare defensively, and they've been a nightmare defensively since Dan Quinn left and became the Washington Commanders head coach. So, look, it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, the spread is -1.5, actually in favor of Washington. Tells you how close Vegas thinks this game is going to be, as it always is between these two teams here. An interesting injury to keep an eye on, I think, is Dorrance Armstrong, because he's been our best defensive player and our best edge rusher. Hamstring injury. He did come back Monday Night Football, but as Dan Quinn said, we won't really get a good look at Dorrance Armstrong till Thursday when they ramp things up. And it's a little concerning that they're waiting till Thursday to ramp things up and today being like an easier type practice, because there's been a lot of chatter about maybe the practices are too easy. You're looking at anything you can right now to improve the starts. And Dan Quinn was asked that at length, and everybody's talking about it. And I think it's on the players more than the coaching staff, at least for this past week, right? Because I thought, offensively, we went right down the field, had a really good game plan by Cliff Kingsbury. They executed it, and then Jaden had two guys open, and he tried to squeeze it in on an interception, and then Bills fumble on the next drive. Nothing Cliff can do about that. But getting off to a better start defensively, that's on Joe Witt Jr. That's on him. And it's something that needs to change immediately. And if you look at what they've done this year defensively to start games, it's been awful. Slow starts have been maybe more of a defensive issue than an offensive issue. All right? Giants got the ball first and went punt field goal. Green Bay got the ball first, went right down the field. All right, they turned it over on downs. The next drive, they went right down the field, touchdown. Raiders went right down the field, got a field goal, and then punted. Falcons, field goal, and then touchdown. Chargers, touchdown, and then field goal. Bears, field goal, then field goal. How about a damn three and out to start a game defensively? And I think the way we change that is to start the game ultra-aggressive. And you can back that off and be more conservative later on, but we cannot come out there and just rush four and let a team go 5 yard pass, 6 yard pass, 5 yard pass, 5 yard run, 6 yard run, and then all of a sudden they're in field. I mean, you have to think about it like this, Stubb. The change of where drives start in the NFL is a big part in Washington's slow starts defensively. If a team was starting from the 20, you could give up a chunk play. You can give up an explosive play and still get a stop and get off the field with a punt. When a team starts at an average of the 35-yard line, you can't even give up one 20-yard explosive play, and then they're in field goal range. And that's a big part in Washington starting games slow defensively, because I think we've kind of eased into it. All right, we'll give up a 5-yard run. It's the first drive. All right, we'll give up a 5-yard out route. It's the first drive. We're not going to let you beat us deep. I'd be fine with that. We need to be way more aggressive to start the game on defense. If we give up a long bomb, all right. But we haven't seen that yet. In fact, our secondary has not been terrible against deep balls downfield. They've been terrible in the shorter patterns. How do you fix that? I think you force a team to take a deep shot downfield by giving them that one-on-one opportunity that they're going to lick their chops for, but send pressure, and so that you hope they can't get that deep shot off. Or if they do, it's going to be inaccurate. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we'll be talking about Washington against Dallas all week long. And, of course, I think the big story in this game is the fast starts. After that, you look at the quarterback matchup. Dak Prescott's been consistently, I think over the last 8 years, the best quarterback in the division in terms of making plays in the regular season. Jalen Hurts has had way more postseason success, and even Jaden Daniels, after one rookie season, has had more postseason success. It's a battle of the two top quarterbacks in the NFC East, and probably a battle of two of the top five quarterbacks in the NFC overall. And the quarterback showdown is going to be the matchup that we will focus on moving ahead this week towards game day. So fast start number one. Second, the QB showdown. And then number three, I think you have to look at the weapons that each quarterback has at their disposal. Dallas feels like CeeDee Lamb's going to come back. Washington's still up in the air about Terry McLaurin. I want to see these two teams face off against each other and fight to the death fully healthy. And for Washington, that would be getting Terry McLaurin back. For Dallas, that would be CeeDee Lamb. I want to see these teams go at each other at full strength and see which of these offenses is able to be more successful. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Wednesday, October 15th, just after 1:30. And anytime you hear Enter Sandman, you know we're going to talk Hokies football. With us right now on the hotline for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, it's Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Hey, man, good to be with you in Richmond. Always good to be talking with Hokies down in Richmond today.
Yep, 1 week from Friday, Virginia Tech hosts Cal at Lane Stadium.
Right, we have an open date. In fact, we've got two in the next few weeks. So it's exciting, and it probably comes at a good time, right? We've got a bunch of guys hurt. We've got to figure out who's staying. I think we know now. We had one more opt-out announced yesterday. So I think we know who's going to be on the roster down the stretch. And, you know, they played so hard at Georgia Tech as a team. Georgia Tech's just a really good opponent and has an elite quarterback. But I think from an effort standpoint, they're getting what they need. They need to play a little better, obviously, down the stretch. But it'll be good to get a little open date here. There's some practice going on, but no game Friday or Saturday this week, and that's probably a good thing for this group.
Yep, and coming off this game against Georgia Tech, I'd love to jump around the ACC and get your opinion on who the best two teams are right now.
Well, Miami for sure. Who's second? Who knows? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Georgia Tech's ranked there. They've got a really, really good offensive line and an elite quarterback. So from a power ranking standpoint, if you did that, you'd clearly have to put Georgia Tech number two at this point. But, you know, Louisville's got a great opportunity Friday. They play Miami. So let's see what the Cards can do down in South Florida.
Yeah. I mean, SMU's got some opportunities on their schedule to make some noise as well. I mean, you got five teams that haven't lost in the conference. It's wide open.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know the championships. I don't know. I think Miami's the team.
Feel like we've said that the last 2 years, though, and then they botched it by the end of the season.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, fair enough. But they've beaten some of the better teams on their schedule already. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the difference. They've got three ranked wins, and they've beaten some good teams. But you're right. You're right. I mean, Miami, they got to come to Blacksburg in November, and you never know how those South Florida boys are going to play if it's really chilly at Lane Stadium. So you're right. You're right. But Miami's certainly been tested the most, and it has come through it. But I do want to see what Louisville can do against them, particularly offensively, because Miami's defensive line looks so good. And we've got to play them in November. So I'll be curious to see how Louisville's coaching staff approaches the Canes Friday night to see what they do to try to control them.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. I got to get to the question I've been getting blown up about. What's up with the committee signing an NDA?
That's pretty standard in high-level executive searches. You know, I don't think there's any question that if you have a committee, it's hard to keep leaks from happening.
And right.
So That's pretty typical in this type of thing when you have an eight-person committee, and that's what they do. I think it's probably smart. If you do hear news coming from who the Hokies are interested in and who they're talking to, that's coming from an agent.
Right.
And we know how that works, right? Here we have a coach who probably has 2 or 3 years left on a contract that doesn't want to leave where he is, but he wants a raise. So what's the best way for that agent to get him a raise?
Yeah. So the tweet I got from Brian at Shore Pump was, AWOD, does the NDA mean that they're close to a decision?
No.
Yeah.
No, it means they can't talk about it.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not uncommon for something. When you've got a big committee, now, you know, when Witt was looking for basketball coaches and football coaches before, it was essentially a committee of one. So you didn't have to sign anything. You know, it prevents leaks. It gives the people who are on that committee an out to, oh, I can't go on air and do an interview even off the record with you. So, but what it does from a fan standpoint, if you hear something leaked out, you know it's coming from an agent. So pick any coach out there. Pick any coach out there. If you hear his name, it got leaked by his agent. And that's their job, right? If you got a coach that's making X million and he's only got 2 years left or 3 years left on his deal, and he's very popular with the fan base, and the Virginia Tech opening, the UCLA opening, the Oklahoma State, whatever, can be used as leverage. Hey, I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked. My goodness, Justin Fuente's name got floated at Florida State after his first year at Tech. I'm trying to do some history here on the top of my head. And he got an extension at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then Florida State went out a couple years later and hired Fuente's replacement, who's still there. So, I mean, those kind of things happen. But I do think that there's going to be an interesting group of people in this pool for the next coach of Tech. But this is something we might not know till Christmas time. So it's going to be an interesting couple of months here while we sit around and wait.
What are the vibes like? I mean, the change of coaching staff there, and you add Phil Montgomery Jr., and you get the win over Wofford, and then NC State, big road win, and it felt like everybody was starting to get excited again, and then a couple of tough defeats the last few weeks.
Yeah, and then the guy that made the key plays down the stretch at NC State enters the portal and quits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, that's college football. It's about money, and he thinks he can cut a better deal somewhere else. And so we're talking about Christian Ellis, and his agency announced yesterday, his agent, that he'd be entering the transfer portal. So he'll have another year left. He becomes the sixth player to make a financial decision. And, you know, and it's an interesting take because, and this is the legal side of it, your NIL money, is it connected to your scholarship or not? Because it's not pay for play, right? The NCAA has gone on record and spent billions of dollars in legal fees to tell us the players are not getting paid to play. It's part of your scholarship. Well, you can't pull a kid's scholarship. So even if you opt out and say you're not playing anymore, you still keep your scholarship. The question is, there is a line in these contracts that talk about participation. You still have to participate in some way. And so that's where the lawyers will get involved now. Is going to class participating, or do you have to practice to participate, right?
Yeah.
And so lawyers around, at whether you're at Penn State or here or UCLA or Oklahoma State, or anybody else get fired today yet?
Right.
You know, I mean, those are the things. But kids come to play for a coach, and if the coach gets fired, they have 30 days to leave. But the question is, you can't yank their scholarship, but what happens to that NIL money? And if you ask an attorney for the players, the answer is going to be different, clearly.
Yeah.
The answer is going to be different if you ask a player's attorney that question compared to an athletics administrator.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing gives me a headache. I know the fan base is so frustrated by it.
Well, it's a new era. That's what everyone talks about. Who wants to coach in this era, right? Now you see why really good coaches, you know, like Dave Clawson at Wake or Tony Bennett and Hoops at UVA, you know why they say, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Right.
Because you're spending 75% of your time on the phone with agents and 25% of your time coaching your team, and it's hard. It's definitely not what college coaches want. That's why we see these GM roles popping up.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. So we talked about how wide open the ACC is and Miami being the best team, but it was announced today, November 22nd, against Miami at Lane Stadium, sold out. That's going to be awesome right there.
I know. Our fans are getting it done. And you know what? The Hokie-Miami rivalry has always been great. And the Canes, even when they've had their very, very, very best teams and have come to Blacksburg. I remember once, if you go back, by the way, that was their best team ever, that 0-1 team. And that was probably the most talented, from an NFL perspective, most talented team in NFL / NCAA history. And that was a tight ball game. It was 26-24. The Canes won it. But even if you go back to 87, Jimmy Johnson's team down at Miami, that won the national championship, had a Heisman QB winner quarterback. That was a tight game. Hokies almost got him. That was Frank Beamer's very first year. And that was that stadium's gone. That was at the Orange Bowl. So Virginia Tech-Miami games have been very, very dicey for the higher-ranked team over the years. And I remember once we were having one of our best teams ever. We were ranked, I guess, fifth or fourth. This is a bad memory for me to bring it up, but I vividly remember Marcus Vick and the Hokies are fifth, and the Canes weren't that good, and they won at Lane. So there's always something to rivalry games, but we got a long way to go till November 22nd. We got 5 weeks till that game, so a lot of football to be played between now and then. And I'm telling you, man, don't overlook Louisville at Miami Friday night. That's going to be a really cool game.
Yeah. No, for sure. What will you be doing this weekend, Bill?
I'm going to watch that game. I'm going to get a sneak preview of Cal. They play Carolina late Friday night. And this is our first really off week since camp opened back in August. So it's nice to – I got a new pool skimmer coming, candidly. There, I'm honest with you. I ordered a new pool skimmer because the pool has some leaves in it. How's that?
That sounds good. Bill, always appreciate it, man.
I can't afford the pool guy. I can do it, but I broke my skimmer. Someone out there's laughing or can relate, I hope.
Oh man. See,
that's what I'll be doing this weekend. Thanks, man.
Yep, sounds good. That's Bill Roth, Cowan Gates Hokies update on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Who's the Hokies, VCU basketball, the Flying Squirrels, the Commanders, the Caps, the Nats, and the Washington Wizards. And it's a Wizards Wednesday on AWOD Radio.
It's a Wizards Wednesday on AWOD Radio.
And we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards, Dave Johnson. What's going on, Dave?
Well, I'm ready to pay my fine because I'm an hour late and there are no excuses in professional basketball. I gave you that flat tire excuse. It's real. And again, it's one of my pet peeves in life. When they put on tires, professionals put on tires, they use guns, and it's almost impossible to get a tire off if you're of even modest strength or even strong strength to get a tire off to put the donut on. So you can get the tire repaired. So that's been my day so far, but now it's getting better because I'm with you.
That's why you got to stand on the wrench. You got to put your full body weight on that thing.
Exactly. That's it. Am I wrong on that?
Well, Dave, I'll tell you, it's a running bit on this show that I cannot change a flat tire. I have returned my man card. I would not be able to do it. If I was in your situation, I would have to call my dad. I wouldn't know what to do.
You know, and the other thing is the what you change your tire with, what do they call that, a jack, right? It looks like something that, like, they developed for play school cars. and you're supposed to put up this, you know, one ton or however much an SUV weighs, I don't even know. It humbles you to no end. So I've been thoroughly humbled today. And then when you show up and explain it to the guys who have guns to lock on your lug nuts. There's a phrase I didn't think I'd use today. You feel just humiliated.
Yeah. Well, I love the inside radio and the honesty here that you're giving the audience. But let's get to some Wizards basketball. Dave Johnson, play-by-play voice of the Wizards, the radio party. And I got a text last night from my friend, said, "Did you see that game against the Knicks? Are the Wizards going to be good this year?"
Well, look, that was the Knicks resting all their starters. But you know, the Wizards are going to be entertaining this year. We have a collection of young players, and it's crazy when your top 10 players average 20 years of age, leaving out Chris Middleton and C.J. McCollum. So what stage we're at, for fans to understand, is, I mean, you know, my mom used to have a phrase, "I can't wait to see what happens next." And that's just it. We don't know what's going to happen next. We believe with this core group of players, there's a player, law of averages says, just law of averages says, will develop into a superstar. Who that is, we don't know yet. We know it's a group of players that has the qualities that are right there. Now it's about putting it together on a consistent basis. And that's what's exciting. And it's, you know, even the We're learning more about the draft picks, the first round picks. You know, Will Riley, we didn't talk a lot about, and to me, he's been the most impressive guy in the first two games. And maybe when I say most impressive, it's just that maybe more so that I've discovered just what a high basketball IQ he has, what a great passer he is, how he can create. It's all things, you know, when you're not the top overall pick of a team, you know, Trey Johnson is, and he's looking like he's going to be a hit. You know, there's not a lot of focus on a Will Riley, who was our second first-round pick, but I'm just as excited about him.
Dave Johnson with us here, and I've been excited about the rebuild because ownership has hired the right people and trust them to follow the process with Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, and the rebuild really did start with the draft pick of Bilal Coulibaly. What can you tell us about his health going into this season?
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. And I still remember nobody that I knew expected us to take Bilal Coulibaly. In fact, you know, I remember that night of the draft party, fans were Googling his name. So, but I had fans, long-term fans, come up with smiles on their face, say, "All right, this is different, and this is saying we're going to do something for the long term." He suffered a thumb injury against Georgia, the country, not the state, in the FIBA Eurobasket. So he's not, you know, healthy right now in terms of being able to get on the court. What is good, we talked about this with Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, he's able to work out with his left hand, and he's getting better and better with his left hand, and that is something that he's forced to do because he can't use his right hand right now. And you know, I don't mean this in any sing a violin way, but as you know, I battle multiple sclerosis and I have a bad right side, so So my left side better get better, or better be better at doing things than it used to be, otherwise I'm in a lot of trouble. So that's the one positive of his delay. It is not worrisome, but I really want to see, after he gets through this, again, we talk about in sports, when we use the term luck, you might as well substitute it with health, because that's every player, every team, as hard as they play, they're one injury away from changing the direction of the franchise. That's the Celtics in the playoffs. Maybe not direction of franchise, but how things went in the playoffs last year. So I want to see him just stay on the court and not deal with shutdowns.
Dave Johnson with us here from the Radio Party, play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards, and you can hear games right here on 910 The Fan. Speaking of getting a superstar, right? I mean, odds are that one of these guys is going to pop. Well, I'll tell you, the guy that's got the most superstar body type is Alex Sarr. 7 foot, can shoot the three, 13 points per game, 6 rebounds last year. What do you think he needed to develop most in his game?
Well, I think it's, more, let's talk about a small sample size. It's one preseason game, but we already saw some flashes of that. But then, you obviously don't say, he's developed. But it's that confidence and strength about finishing around the rim. I mean, he accomplished, some numbers last year where he was the only, along with Victor and Chet Holmgren, the only players that have 100 assists, 100 blocks, and 100 threes. So that puts him in pretty good company. It's a scary versatile set when you can say to Alex Sarr, okay, you got the rebound, now lead the break. I mean, a person of my age, we never, ever grew up thinking a 7-footer would lead a fast break.
Yeah.
So that's basketball we live in today. I mean, that was something unheard of 25 years ago almost. So he, to your point, he's the player that, they do these general manager polls, and there's many general managers in the NBA believe he, is going to have a breakout year. So he's, you can't teach size, but then you can't always match the athleticism with the size, and that's what's scary exciting about Alex Sarr. And that's that's why is we had 18 wins last year, and I had to look it up because I didn't focus on it, but this group is they're balling, and agents want their player to come to Washington, not because they want to play with an 18 win team, but they want to be playing and be a part of something that maybe they will be a part of the answer for the franchise. So we certainly have no shortage of young talent. And again, this is not people sometimes use the word tanking. What the Utah Jazz were doing last year, quite frankly, was tanking when they were, resting Markkanen so often and that type of thing. All you have to know about the Wizards is the last game of the season in Miami, the Wizards won on a Bob Carrington buzzer beater. They played till the end, very end of the season, against the Miami Heat team that was playoff bound. So, and it was, if you play the draft lottery rules and percentages, and that win did not help us if we were tanking. But that's not how you build a winning culture. As Will Dawkins said, it's not 3 or 4 building blocks. You think in macro terms. It's really thousands of buildings. Every detail of this franchise has been, continues to be evolving right down to, we have a new home bench this year, which, elevates in different directions so it's more comfortable for the players. And in other words, they take care of every detail.
Yeah.
To say, and so people, Washington is getting a reputation. Hey, they're doing things right over there. You want that as your franchise reputation.
Well, Dave, I wanted to ask you, I know that Mayor Bowser entered into a deal with Monumental Sports about this time last year. Has there been any changes, or is that still upcoming with next season? Will fans notice any difference when they go to games this year?
Well, they will. It's in fact, they spent all summer. They did not have any, you know, concerts or anything, or Mystics, you know, games. I mean, obviously Mystics play at Care First, but for example, the Caitlin Clark games have been typically moved or were moved the previous year to Capital One. They weren't this year. So they needed this full summer of construction. Construction continues, will continue throughout the season, but of course, they have to do it in a way that it's not obtrusive to the fans, and they will continue construction next summer. So, you know, you'll notice certain things. It won't be overwhelmingly dramatic yet, but you'll say, well, wait a minute, what are those vault suites, and where do they go? And you know, it'll still look like that looks like a basketball, a floor. That looks like a hockey floor, and you know, I it's the seats are better quality. They've been upgraded. So there's some nuances, but it's not like you walk in like, wow, I don't recognize this place at all.
Well, Dave, always appreciate you joining the show and looking forward to bringing you back on every Wednesday at 12:30 for Wizards Wednesdays. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right. No more flat tires.
Yep. Fingers crossed. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.